Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Joel Spencer from PermaSeal, Barry Brownstone from Sears Garage Solutions, and Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so we're just going to light it up. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You've got working a double shift today there, buddy.
Yeah, it's it's hard being a radio personality, apparently.
Well, no. Tell you what, it's kind of, you know what's weird?
Yeah.
Having John Hansen taking a nap behind you, behind the green screen. That's a little odd.
That would be awkward.
You think, yeah, out of all the places that he could go to take a nap between the next
spot.
3 hours.
I mean, it's not a bad spot.
You want a little privacy.
Sure.
No, but he's got a little voyeurism in him, sure. And he just wants people to see him fall asleep. That's fine. 312-981-7200, the previously aforementioned John Hansen will be hosting Lou's show, taking a break, and hosting his own show after our show.
He's got to warm up his vocal cords.
He's got to rest. Yeah. He's got to recover. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Pack show. Mr. Spencer, welcome back. You had your son in here last week. You did a yeoman's job.
As expected, and I'm just happy to be here, and I feel like Wally Pipp, and I just I wasn't sure I was going to get invited back. But
Roy who?
Exactly. So he's on Little League duty this morning. So fortunately, I got the call. I'm honored to be here.
All right. What are we talking about, buddy?
Let's talk about concrete. Let's talk about concrete raising and repair of your driveway, sidewalks, patio, all your outside concrete. It's moving, shaking, cracking, sinking, and we have remedies for all that.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you and your tribe.
800-421-7325.
Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration, welcome back.
Thank you, David. You know it's always a pleasure to be here representing Blue Sky. Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration, the premier restoration service provider. You know, you have great listeners. They're constantly telling us, hey, you're on the radio this weekend. And we've got this following that's just amazing. You have just amazing listeners. And it's always a pleasure to come up here representing Blue Sky, talking about all the great things we've been doing in the community, talking water damage, fire damage, yep, mold remediation, asbestos abatement, capital improvements in hospitals, senior living, commercial buildings, multifamily. We got you covered.
Joel Spencer, marketing genius on the show, and also COO. Is he CEO or CO? COO.
Oh.
OO.
Oh.
Of PermaSeal came up with a new drinking game. Every time you mention Blue Sky, you have to take a drink.
Nice.
Well, I'm
nice.
Drinking coffee, so.
It doesn't matter. Perfect. It doesn't matter. Every time Pete or Corey, when Corey's on, says Blue Sky, you have to take a drink or whatever you're
doing. They're
good at it. Let's get the party started. Yeah. Blue Sky, Blue Sky, Blue Sky. Go bluesky.com. 800-266-5677. Blue Sky, Blue Sky, Blue Sky.
Wow.
We have a rookie in here. Barry, how are you? From Sears Garage Door, Brownstone. Barry Brownstone. How are you, bud?
I'm good, thank you. First timer on the show.
There is some things you need to do towards the end of the show. We always make new first-time guests sing a song. You have two songs to choose from, and we'll play it during the show. And during the last segment, you'll lead off the last segment, so you have all 3 hours to practice and worry about it.
You know, I can't sing.
That's fine. Yeah. No, that's okay.
Nobody else can. It's just an indoctrination into the show that Joel Spencer reminded me of last weekend, and because we had another guy, power washer Andrew, phenomenal Andrew Simmons. He did a great job, and he set the bar high. He was the best so far out of everybody that's done it, and we just want to set the bar high for you, and no pressure. You just have like 2.5 hours to think about it. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about garage doors, garage door openers, air duct cleaning,
yep,
and dryer vent cleaning.
All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
847-730-3322.
MegaPros, Jeremy. MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
And
MegaPros.com.
It's weather. We're finally going to get warm.
You know what? That's weird. It is weather outside, David. You know, I checked.
I could turn that microphone
anytime
off.
You're outside, there's weather.
You know what? That's what happens. Okay, keep it up.
I was gonna say.
See how it just.
Turned, I got a button.
See how it just turns yeah, up. All right, just want to make sure you understand who controls the show.
I get it.
All right. So what are we talking about, smart guy?
We could talk about whatever our customers want to, or our listeners have questions on. We talked a little bit about stuff on the last show, Lou Manfredini show. So if they have questions, they could still call, text, or send us a photo at 312-981-7200, and we're happy to help.
Is that your first time on Lou Manfredini show?
No, it's my second.
All right.
Yeah, so
all right, maybe
got
we
the
could...
jitters out of it.
All right, good.
Yeah.
A lot bigger audience than us. So,
yeah, that's okay.
I don't know. Hopefully this isn't a letdown. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. We're going to hit our first break here, come back with the CenterGuard Plumbing mailbag. Got a packed mailbag. Mailbag is full this weekend, and we're going to come back with that after these messages.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by CenterGuard Plumbing.
Mail call. The only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house. So I'm going to lead off. I'm sure you're wondering, Jeremy, why my hands are all chewed up. This is from trying to start my Generac power washer last weekend. As you know, I called you. I said it won't start.
Yeah, I do know that you did that.
So, Roy, I YouTubed it and figured out how do you start a Generac water pressure power washer. So, went out, of course, got new gas.
Well, what did you first do? Didn't you say something about the carburetor and you sprayed?
I sprayed a bunch of carburetor gunk off.
And then Dave realized that the first video said, whatever you do,
don't use that.
And so already done. Got it.
Back to Ace and bought the right stuff. Then came home like, all right, I'm ready to go. Didn't start. It was the gas. Went, got 94 octane or whatever. I got some jet fuel.
Yep.
They said, mix it in there. I'm like, all right, I got a couple of those.
Oh, that's a pretty good
one. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I'm almost certified to be a small engine
repair
guy. And here's why.
Yeah.
I replaced a spark plug, which is huge.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I go back to Ace. The guy's like, it's got to be the spark plug. So I done the other three. Go back to Ace. I'm like, I need a spark plug. And he's like, what size?
Didn't bring it with?
I'm like, what do you mean, what size?
Oh, you don't know that trick.
What do I know?
You don't take the spark plug. You don't take the spark plug out and then say, I need this.
You know what I went in, smart guy? I went in to get a deep socket wrench.
You don't have that.
I don't have that.
Wow.
So I was back and forth. I've got the frequent flyer thing going at Ace and Northbrook. So now I own a new spark plug. I own a carburetor cleaner.
And almost, de-gunker. I can't wait for the almost operational pressure washer.
Hold on. It gets even better. I mix the gas. I'm shaking it up.
High octane gas.
Got high octane gas.
Yep.
I'm ready to go. I pull. I've got scrapes all over my hands. Nothing works. And then I call up Daheen, who's the small engine guy today. I was going to bring it in.
Yeah.
Because it's Memorial Day. I was going to spend the entire weekend power washing.
Yeah.
Everything's closed. I'm like, my God, I'm done. I scraped up my hands. I now have got a spark plug remover toolkit, 3-in-1 thing. I'm ready to go. So I went online and bought a new one.
Of course you did. I was going to say, I'm waiting for this.
I'm looking. I needed a power wash. Yeah. I couldn't rent one. Nobody rented one. So I bought one. So here's my thought.
Okay.
I'm going to get the one I have repaired,
mm-hmm,
and then I'm going to either have it for, that'll be leases, because I got the 3400 PSI one, upgraded from the 29, because if you're going to go for a new one.
Of course.
Tell you what, this Westinghouse is fantastic. You know, if you're looking for a spokesman, Westinghouse, you got your guy here. So I might be in the market. I am in the market for a Generac small engine, how to start, please, if somebody knows.
Repair specialist?
Repair specialist within the Northbrook area. I'm not schlepping my
No.
So of course not. 312-981-7200.
If someone can pick it up, that would actually even be more preferred.
And after you get it fixed, if somebody's looking to buy a used Generac 2900 per square inch.
Probably same guy.
P.S. Give me a call, yeah, and we'll talk about it. 312-981-7200. So I got that out of the way. And my hands are healing fine. Thank
I
you for
see
asking.
That. That's wild.
Okay. No,
okay.
You're selfish.
I'm really sorry.
All right. I want to get into this really quick. Longtime listener, son, buying a home, buying a lake house next to their lake house up in the Round Lake Beach area. He wanted to take a mortgage out against a second home. The young man and his family, beautiful wife and kids, live in a $400,000 home that they own free and clear. I'm like, you don't need to do that. We're going to do a cash out refinance against your primary residence. It'll be a lower rate. It'll be less of a headache, and you buy the new place for cash. That is what we were doing. He didn't think he could do that. So the cheapest money is always the money that you take out against your home. Prior to the show, start of the show, another gentleman, you guys witnessed it. I talked to him. He is living in a $400,000 condo downtown Chicago. He wants to buy another $300,000 condo within his own building because he likes the building. It's well maintained, and he wants to buy it and rent it out. He just emailed me numbers. I'm like, we're going to do a 60% cash out or 70% cash out, and you just buy the other unit for cash. Here's another situation of a first-time home buyer that a good friend of mine referred. She is a healthcare provider. He is a counselor for employment at a college.
Got it.
Two kids, had a bankruptcy about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Needed to buy a place. Credit was decent, but their landlord was a complete piece of garbage. And they were offered to buy the house that they were living in. They found mold. They found other things. And they had a 30-year-old air conditioner that the seller, the owner of the home that they've been making rent payments on, wasn't going to give them a credit for or remediate the mold. I gave them Blue Sky. I'm call Pete Corey. Here you go. They don't want to have anything to do with it. Closed on their home yesterday. So thank you to Ed Silla and the couple down in Bourbonnais. Appreciate that. 312-981-7200. Here's another example of understanding the game of money, Jeremy.
I like money.
A listener is on his second marriage. He had a horrible experience on the way out. His credit was shot. He spent the past 4 years implementing all the techniques we tell everybody and advise everybody to get his credit scores up. He's back. He makes 150 grand a year. His new wife makes 80 grand a year. They're living in his new wife's father's house that's worth about 460. He's like, hey, father-in-law is going to sell us the house. We want to put 3% down. He's going to sell it to us at 360. It's worth 460. I'm like, that's a mistake. Why don't you buy it for 460? The father gives you a gift of equity of 93, and you use 7 to pay the closing costs and cover all the prepaid, so then you come in with nothing. Number one, you don't blow the value in the entire area. Number two, you come in with a loan with no PMI and a lower rate than if you went in your direction, blow the value, come in with 3%, have a higher rate, and have PMI, which makes no sense. He had an evening to sleep on it Thursday, called me Friday morning. He's like, I saw the numbers. You make all the sense in the world. Thank you very much. So we talk about moving the numbers around the board.
I know, and sometimes I don't love it. In this scenario, I love it.
They looked at the bigger picture.
Well, I like the no PMI, and I like the...
So did he.
Yeah.
And having $90,000 of equity built into the house right away,
yeah,
that they could use for something in the future, and then away they go. It's up on the North Shore. You're going to get 2 to 5% appreciation. No problem. Mailbag, another mailbag?
Another mailbag.
Listener's daughter calls me. Got a great first loan in the fours. She's a full-time executive doing something at home. Husband staying at home, dad. They had about $80,000 worth of debt that they needed cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
They had a second loan that was at 9-some percent, and a first loan, $160,000 in the fours. They called Rocket Mortgage.
Okay.
Rocket Mortgage wanted to refinance the entire thing like they always do, jam them with costs, which was the wrong thing to do when all they needed to do was take out a new second at a lower rate to consolidate their debt.
You could do that?
Yes, you can.
Huh.
So Rocket Mortgage wanted to...
Do you guys know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have a first loan
yeah.
and a second loan,
yeah,
and the second loan is at 9-something%. It's a crappy rate, and you've got another $100-some thousand worth of debt. You've got a ton of equity. Yeah, you could go to 80% of the value of your home, leave the first loan where it is, pay off the second loan.
Yeah, I get it.
Replace it, and what's ever left over, you pay off your other stuff. And if you don't have enough money to pay everything off, you then take the enormous savings and start chipping away at the remaining debt.
Yeah.
The mother who listened to the show sent in a 5-star review, almost up to 600 right now.
Nice.
Want to take a moment to share my recent experience with Team Hochberg, particularly David. After telling my daughter I listen to David every week on WGN show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, I mentioned how impressive expertise David went above and beyond, reaching out to my daughter directly today. His thoughtful approach and willingness to take the time to explain everything thoroughly. She understood, clearly generally cares, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so appreciate the 5-star review and everything. But
of course,
this is a listener who's listening, whose daughter needed help. The daughter, she told the daughter, don't go to Rocket. What did the daughter do? Went to Rocket. Okay.
Well, okay, you can't stop people.
The daughter didn't go to Rocket, making no money, connecting them with Kane County Teachers Credit Union.
It's taken care of.
It doesn't cost any money. And last but not least, another listener, a little older, a little more mature, we'll say, in her 70s, buying her first home. Her friend listened to the show religiously. Says she had Rocket, BMO. I mean, she had like four things. This poor lady is driving herself absolutely crazy. I mean, how many hours you got invested in this? She's like, you can't imagine. I'm like, yeah, I can imagine. You got four folders. You got all these papers. I met her at McDonald's for a coffee on Tuesday. Okay. 45 minutes later, I'm like, here's the deal. This is crap. This is too much. All this stuff. I go, here's my pricing. Here's my price right there. I showed her my pricing sheet, right? I'm like, I'm not hiding anything. She wound up going with BMO, which was fine because that was her bank. Fine, right? The BMO, the loan officer in Nebraska. Okay, this lady lives in Palatine. I'm like, all right, you want to work with somebody that you don't know?
Out
of state, Nebraska? Because you got to relate.
Because what could ever go wrong?
That's fine, right? But she understood the process. I appreciated the at-bat. So thank you to that listener for the opportunity to help her friend and navigate. I answered more of the questions on the loan I didn't do than the other four loan officers. spent hours trying to do it. Had a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah. Met a nice lady.
Got an attaboy. Took a picture. We sent it to her friends. Everybody's happy. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. Peter, you ready?
Ready to go.
We're coming back to you, buddy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Pete, we're going to throw it to you, but our good friend Rich here in Streamwood's been on hold for over 12 minutes. Rich, you have a question about a timeshare.
I bought a timeshare in 2006, a Marriott.
Yeah.
Had it for almost 19 years in Maui, Lahaina.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sell it. I have somebody interested in buying it, believe it or not.
Yep.
But I don't know how to do it. Nobody will give me any information on it. I think it's deeded in. It's a deeded one, so it's deeded in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Through Marriott. I don't know what to do.
Well, the best way to sell a timeshare, Rich, is not to buy one in the first place. Okay, but since you're already there, okay.
That was a two-inch putt.
I would call Marriott, Rich, because Hawaii is different because it's on lease. You don't own the land in Hawaii, right? I think they own the land with certain rules.
Yes, they do.
And it's goofy rules in Hawaii. So my recommendation, other than not buying it in the first place, and which is already done because you're already 19 years into it, is to call the Marriott Timeshare Company. Find out from them the proper steps and techniques and rules and regulations you have to follow to sell a timeshare. That's the best advice I can give.
Have you tried to do that?
Yeah, they said they'd take it back to me for free.
I'm sure they would.
So they could resell it.
Yeah. They're so kind.
But they didn't give you instructions on ways to fix it.
No, because I don't think they care.
Well, they care. Yeah, they don't want you to sell it. They want you to give it back to them so they could sell it. So they have a huge vested interest.
Yeah, so then what do you do then?
I would get a hold of somebody that does real estate lawyering, a real estate attorney in the great state of Hawaii, and get legal advice from them on the island that your property is on.
Okay.
As
a footnote,
yeah.
I did buy 10 years ago or 12 years ago, I had a Disney one.
Yeah.
The Disney Beach Club Villas.
Yep.
I sold it last year for double my money.
Nice job.
Because that's about the only one you could make money on is Disney, because everybody wants to go there.
I got it. Well, with all that money that you have, you want to... Generac 2900 PSI power washer.
I'll that doesn't work.
I'll get it to work. Are you interested in, are you in the market for a pressure washer?
It doesn't work. I got one that's 20 years old. I keep buying parts and redoing
Rich, I got. I don't really care about what you got. I've got one that's 2 year old that I'll get that sucker starting with a new spark plug, and I'll even throw in the spark plug changing kit that I bought. How about that? And the degunker that I bought. And all the crap I bought that's ready to go. How about that? With all that money from the Disney you're rolling in. Deal?
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I broke even if you figure I paid $1,000 a year for 16 years. On maintenance.
Yeah.
I went and stayed there in a room for free.
Oh, yeah. You can look at it like that.
And that's one way to look at it.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars you paid for it when you initially bought it. But let's not get into that. But again, about that slightly used Generac.
Going once, going twice.
I'll call you after the show. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. I will sell that after.
I guarantee you would. What's the going rate right now? You don't know?
I need $345 because that was the cost of the new one. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and phone. I think Roy raised his hand. Are you in the market for a slightly used PSI?
No, I just see an opportunity for you here, Dave, beyond, you know, pawning off your used slightly
it's
broken.
It's not pawning, it's selling.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
When you said kind of off chance, well, you know, call Marriott. I almost choked on that. You could have your own show after this one. You could have just Timeshares Are Us and all things timeshare. It's such a huge club. Do you know how many people like this guy have bought timeshares and have tried to get rid of them and stuff? I mean, it's huge.
It's a racket.
I've got a sister who has... You know, like this guy, he's multiple timeshares. Yeah. Oh, this one's great.
It's great.
Oh, this is nothing like the old one. I think it's really sad.
And the guy left off that he got free tickets to Disney prior to sitting through that timeshare talk.
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
The big
thing. He forgot about that.
Free dinner.
Yeah. Right, $70 tickets to eat into Disney. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Pete, we ate up most of your time. We will tease you, then go into the next segment, tee up here, and then we'll move everybody back a segment. So I apologize to Roy and to Barry for delaying their segment. 312-981-7200. We talked at breakfast about how you helped a listener of the show who owns multiple properties, commercial properties, in numerous states other than the great state of Illinois, listened to the show, had a challenge in one of his facilities down in Georgia outside of Atlanta. We got 2 minutes before the break. Can you talk about that? Then we'll come back with the other stuff you wanted to talk about.
Absolutely.
A lot of our listeners own commercial real estate and are real estate owners, and they've got properties in other states. And when they have challenges, they don't know who to call. And you guys are national.
Yeah, when I say Blue Sky is the premier restoration service provider in the nation, I really mean we're the best in the business. We're doing more fire damage restoration here locally in the market and across the country. And just what you were saying, we got a call this week from a property owner in Atlanta who has a multifamily building here in Chicago that had a fire.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting inbound calls from Indiana, Georgia, Florida, Texas, and it's phenomenal to be able to say, you know what, we've got you covered all across the country. And speaking of, you know, travels to Florida and Disney and Anaheim, we're there as well. So when you travel, you will see Blue Sky trucks. I get more texts on my phone from friends all across the country saying, hey, I see your trucks. And I'm like rolling my eyes. I'm like, yeah, because we have an office there. We've got about 65 offices across the country. So gobluesky.com is the website, and I'd encourage everyone to check that out, GOBLUSKY.com, because you can see all the things we're doing behind the scenes and on social media. And then give us a call, 800-266-5677. Save the number. It's not a matter of if, but when you or a friend or a business partner, homeowner will need that number. And as for me, Pete.
And you are going to be coming back talking about the inclement weather that we are going to be seeing within the next 90 to 120 days. We're going into storm season. Roy's excited here. I haven't seen him in 6 months, and he hasn't been this happy since the last time I saw him, when it was pouring down rain sideways. And storms are coming, so let's get prepared for that. We'll talk about that a little deeper. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 1720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
he
on
looks
here.
Like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I want to thank everybody for giving me tips on how to get my power washer started. Every single one of them I've done. Check the oil, turn the choke, turn the gas on, turn the engine on.
You add more oil?
I loaded up the doggone thing with oil.
Okay.
It was loaded up. Tried everything, buddy.
Maybe it's a lemon.
Nope, it was working for the past 2 years. Perfectly fine. And it'll be perfectly fine again once I get it started.
So when you
and
store,
I try to sell it.
When you store your pressure washer in your garage, it's yep. heated, right?
I made the mistake of not running it dry at the end of last season.
Okay.
When not putting the stabilize mm-hmm. stuff in the engine. I made that mistake.
Okay.
I do that with my snowblower. I run it out to the chagrin of my neighbors, but that's the joy and the benefits of living next to David Hawk. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, especially with that diesel engine on that snow removal equipment. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So, Mr. Marrero, let's talk about all the different services that you provide for our new listeners out there that might not be familiar.
Yeah, so we are a full-service restoration service provider. So what we do, water damage, you have water damage in your home, we come in, we'll do a full assessment, and we'll provide you a scope of work. You can hire us. A lot of our work, not all, but a lot of it is insurance related. So if you've ever filed a claim, your insurance company is going to encourage you to call Blue Sky, call a restoration company, and in this state, you can choose whoever you'd like to work in your home. You don't necessarily have to use a referral from your insurance or your agent, but a lot of the times, they'll just refer Blue Sky because they listen to us on the radio and they know that we're active in the community. Fire damage. Fire damage is some of the worst things you can go through as a property owner, homeowner. You know, if there's ever a fire in the home, you know, in the kitchen, you want to try to put it out, but you want to get out of the home. You want to save yourself, save your family, the pets, get out and call the heroes. Call 911. Get the firefighters in there. And often the firefighters themselves will recommend Blue Sky to come in to secure the property. It's a matter of public safety. You mm-hmm. must. They have to punch holes in windows. They got to open the roof, let that smoke out. And you need someone to secure that property. So that's where we come in on an emergency service basis, and we'll board that home up.
It's a public safety issue, right? Mm-hmm. If you have a fire, mm-hmm. the fire department, those guys and gals are coming in. They're not asking yep. for permission. They're blowing things up to get to the yep. fire. And yep. and sometimes it means breaking down doors, blowing up walls, and breaking windows to get the airflow and all that stuff. You know, Roy, as you know, I'm a part-time firefighter in Northbrook.
In your dreams.
Yep.
No, you know, I learned that early in my career. It is I wonder why did they break every window in this building? Why did they open up this? But I happen to work with firefighters and ex-fire chiefs, and they said, no, Pete, that's to let the smoke escape, to let the fire escape. And how long does it take to put out a fire? Well, it could take 30 minutes. It could take
until
7 hours.
Right. Or not.
Or not.
And then until it's
right. And there's also rekindling. I mean, that's the last thing you want. You want to make sure that roof's opened up so they could make sure that there are no embers, nothing going in that attic space, insulation. The largest fire that I've hit, 64-unit building, that required pretty much like a week-long board-up. Caught cage around the building, lifts to get the roof.
It's a public safety hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that the fire and police are not going to allow you after your house as the homeowner or business owner to allow you to have a see-through house or a see-through building, meaning you could see through it. I mean, it's a highly technical term, Roy. You're looking at me. What's that mean?
Well, I'll give you an example.
You've got to board it up so you don't have people walking in there and
hurt
themselves.
Exactly. So the 64-unit building, it's like folks want to get in. They want to get their jewelry. They want to get maybe something, their passport, their keys. And it's like, you can't. Because why? Because now it's an hazardous environment. There might be asbestos in that building. There might be a roof collapse. I mean, you need to be safe. So in something like that, absolutely, you must fence the property. You must board up every opening. And sometimes the lower windows, even if they're not broken, or you still got to cover those because kids want to get in. Folks want to go through the building.
Same thing with wind. Tornado,
Yes.
Hail. I mean, we are going into the teeth of that season. Mm-hmm. Okay, and with the Michigas, with this weather, forget about it. I mean, it's the storms are more severe. The winds are more severe.
That's
the
right.
Damage is more severe. And if you don't have your home buttoned up, it's a safety hazard, not only for your family, but every family within your neighborhood.
Here in Chicagoland, we experience torrential weather, hardcore weather, I call it. We just hit a dust storm. If you're listening, you remember that.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
That's wild.
Yeah, on the 16th, we had this major dust storm where, you know, that stuff, who knows what's getting in the air? You know, I'm an indoor air quality guy, so there must be particulates in there. There's all these, you know, pesticides and the stuff they're using on farms that get into the air. It's only a matter of time before we get a tornado coming through, like we had in Northbrook a few years ago.
Well, we had one out west. It was in one of my guys' backyards in
like Rockford or something.
No,
like that?
No, it was by St. Charles over there. Mm-hmm. Geneva.
Uh-huh.
He lives in Geneva. On his Ring camera, in his house, across the street, 50, 60 feet away, his neighbor's house roof blows off.
That's right.
And he caught it all on his Ring camera. 50, 60 feet away.
Wow.
His house, forget nothing. Thank God. Yeah. And thank God everybody in the other house, on the other houses on the other side of the street, nobody was injured. It was just property damage. You can fix a house. Right. You can't fix a human being that dies, right? Yep. So thank God the house is a little blown up and chewed up and beat up, but you could repair that, right, Jeremy? Right. You can put that back together. But if you lose a loved one or something like that, forget about it. But you need to have you on speed dial because it's coming.
That's why we partner with you and why we partner with your listeners. Save our number because there's a good chance if you're listening to this, you're not going to be affected by any of this, but you're going to know someone. In my neighborhood, there's a church, famous church, roof blew off during a storm like a month or so ago. It just happens, right? And so if you have our number on speed dial, at least you know you have a partner, someone that might be able to walk you through it and just explain to you, hey, here are the steps. Roof blew off. You can't just walk into the home. You know, safety first.
So that's It's also a sign that those parishioners need to pray harder. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, I don't know if that's a sign,
right?
Buddy.
It's a sign of something.
I'm just saying.
I might want to pray harder. That's okay. Just my public, you know, religious service announcement.
At Blue Sky, we say we've got you covered, and that's exactly what we're talking about. If a tornado comes by or a storm that rips off half of a building, we're on site as soon as it's safe, because it's not safe during the storm, right? As soon as it's safe, we can secure that property. We can tarp, cover the roof, build a temporary roof, whatever is needed, so the insurance folks can assess the damages.
Give out your phone number. You had a break.
800-266-5677. GoBlueSky.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago and 720 WGN. The Roy Spencer's coming back after the break, then Barry Brownstone, then Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros. We're going to pay some bills, be right back. The news is next from the MegaPros. No, hold on. Whoa! Slow that down. Let's edit that out when we go live. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Thank God they've got it printed right there. It's easy for me to read. All right, we'll be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Just for the record, the drinking game with Blue Sky does not count when Mr. Jennings says it, but only when Pete says it, and we've got
this 847 texter, tell this guy to stop saying Blue Sky. I'm poop faced.
Well, go bluesky.com.
All right, we'll send paramedics to
we'll take care of that for you. We got you covered.
We'll do a reverse search on that phone number and send paramedics with alcohol poisoning drugs there to his house or to his car. 312, hopefully not in his car, but hopefully his house. 312-91-7200, 312-91-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The Roy Spencer is back in the studio after a hiatus talking about your polyfoam. And that's, did I get it right?
It's poly level. But
gosh,
we need a clever...
Yeah, it is. It's clever. It's poly leveling. So, so who out there should be calling you to correct their challenges that they're having? What's the perfect telltale sign if our listeners out there are going out looking around their house, which they should? You should do a quarterly circle around your house just to do an eyeball check, make sure everything's okay. What should they be looking for?
Well, the most obvious sign is what people normally triggers them to say, oh, they're tripping over something. Concrete cracks, and that's the nature. Concrete will do two things. It'll get hard, and it will crack, and that's normal. They have expansion joints built into driveways and sidewalks, so hopefully the crack will follow that expansion joint and not radiate across. And cracks in surface concrete is not necessarily a problem. What is a problem when that crack starts to sink and that concrete, drops? And that's a problem. Sometimes it's literally a trip hazard. But that's an indicator when concrete's starting to sink that there's a problem. And, mm-hmm. and the problem's no longer with the concrete. The problem's the soil underneath can't support that weight anymore. And so that's going to get worse. Like most water problems in basements, they don't get better. They don't rust itself shut. It's not going to raise itself back up level. It's just going to continue to get worse. And that can, so there's indicating there's a problem with the soil underneath, and that's what needs to be rectified before things get even worse and more expensive to repair.
So how does the poly-leveling solution, right, the material, work with the soil underneath the collapsed or sunken concrete area that you're looking to raise? How does that work, and what causes it not to further sink after you put the poly-leveling material on it?
Great question, Dave.
That's why I'm a radio host, right? You're welcome.
So,
Jeremy, this is what's experience.
Matt, what we do in the area that we're going to raise, and sometimes it's just a corner or a piece of the slab that it's broken off, and we can raise just that piece back. So what we do is we drill small holes about the size of your pinky, every couple feet in this area, and then we inject under pressure a very thin material. It's a urethane foam, but it's an expansive foam. Hmm. So it will seek out and all the voids underneath, clear this void there.
Yep.
And then it starts to expand, and it will literally push that sunken concrete back up to level. And obviously you have to have trained technicians so they don't over raise it.
Yeah,
I was just
going to ask that. How often or how susceptible are you to that where it actually would get rose too high?
Well, very susceptible,
right? Because
there's expansive foam, but it doesn't automatically stop. So you have to have trained, experienced people, which of course we have doing, so it will bring it back level. But the other unique thing about that, it will seek out all the voids, even where it hasn't cracked. So typically, if there's a void underneath the concrete, it where the biggest void is, that concrete chip. But there's also voids under the rest of the concrete. So when we do a square or a segment, we will treat that whole square so the rest of it doesn't continue to break out.
Makes sense.
And what it does, it not just raises the concrete, it actually compresses the soil. And it fills in that. And so now you have a solid material, and this will not biodegrade or deteriorate or dry out.
That's what I was wondering.
Can animal, so chipmunks, right? They're one of the worst.
Hate them.
Yeah.
Underground burrowers, if you will. So can they eat through it?
Well, if you were a chipmunk.
If I was a chipmunk, boy, would it be a day.
You had a choice between burrowing through some nice dirt or have a choice of burrowing through this foam that doesn't taste good.
It hardens, I assume.
It does. And it's so I'm not going to say a chipmunk couldn't burrow, but the odds of him wanting to do so are considerably less.
We'll ask one next time we see one.
I would, being a gardener, I would never say anything chipmunk proof. But
there you go. You're right.
Yeah. Chipmunk resistant. Let's put it that way.
I would have to say, out of all the experts on the show, who would want to be a chipmunk? It would be Jeremy Holmes.
It would be. I really would pick that.
And I could see you'd be a good chipmunk.
I think so. Right. Yeah. I grew up with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Overall, who were the other chipmunks?
I don't really know. Disney. I don't really care. I'm just saying you'd find a way to eat the foam because you'd want to be different and be a leader.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Leader of the pack.
Leader of the foam eaters. So, is there a lifetime guarantee on that?
Well, there's a five-year warranty on it, but like I say, the nature of this material will not biodegrade or wash away or deteriorate in and of itself. So back in the day, they used to do something, and people still do, mud jacking, where they actually drill larger holes and literally pump a combination of mud and concrete to raise the concrete that way. And that literally would dry out and wash away and things, and it wasn't a permanent repair. And so that's why a lot of people got discouraged trying to raise concrete.
Yeah, because they kept having to do it.
Yeah, and so this is a far superior material. And the biggest difference is, think about it, what caused this concrete to sink and drop in the first place was the soil. couldn't hold the weight. So now by pumping mud and concrete under this problem soil, of course that's going to not be a permanent repair. So that's the big difference.
And the other big difference is the hole that you had to bore for the mud jacking is what it was called, right, back in the day, as opposed to what you're drilling in and inserting under the ground is a huge difference.
Yeah, cosmetically, aesthetically, I mean, you're hardly, after some weathering and stuff, you're hardly going to know these holes were there.
How long have you been poly leveling?
I think it's about 7 years
now. So have you had any callbacks or services on them? Because you said 5 years, but I mean, so far, so good, right?
Yeah, well, no, it's not a perfect science, and sometimes, you know, and we have if it drops, I think it's if it drops like a half an inch or so, that's under warranty. So if there's minor dropping, the soil is expanding, contracting, all your concrete things, but if it moves, we will come back and we can resurface that.
Yeah. The best part is he has a warranty line that goes to a separate area, and they don't answer those phones.
I was going to say, it goes to Mega.
Now we go.
What's the phone number for listeners want? That was a joke, everybody. a misattempted try of humor.
That's fine.
Okay. Roy, you know, people, baseball batters bat 333. They make millions. I get one bad joke, everybody's like, all right, we're pulling them off the show. What's the phone number our listeners call? I thought it was funny anyway. What's the phone number?
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
All right, Barry Brownstone from Sears Garage coming up next on Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. We'll be right back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permaseal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permaseal way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there, there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer, but not like a mean crack dealer, but you know, like a nice one. It's kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permaseal.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We could have a duel game. We have Pete Blue Sky every time that. You got to drink. Our listeners will be in the hospital if we teamed it with how many times you say crack. 312-981-7200, Barry Brownstone from Sears Garage Door, also lint removal service and vent cleaning. How long have you been in business?
Since 2008.
And even though Sears has basically left the market, you bought a franchise, but you're not part of the Sears stores.
We're not part of the stores. We're part of Sears Home Services.
Home Services. And you have the entire Chicagoland listening area.
Yeah, we go from the Wisconsin border to Gary, Indiana, and we stay Route 47 all the way across.
Okay, that's a good demilitarized zone.
Yeah, our technicians typically live in the areas they service.
You go up to Kenosha? I know it's over on the Wisconsin.
No, we're not going to Kenosha.
Okay, so that's a different area for somebody else.
Correct.
Okay, so up to the line and then back down out to 47 and all the way to the Indiana line. All right,
correct.
There you go. And out to Gary, Indiana. 312-981-7200. How often should our listeners clean their washing machine dryer vents?
Well, I think they should have it done at least every few years.
Okay.
Condominiums and townhouses, their homeowners associations and their insurance companies require it either every year or every other year.
Really?
It is the number one cause of fires in homes. And, you know, if your home catches on fire, I know they don't want to say the name, but you got to call Blue Sky.
Right. Go Blue Sky.
Okay. You know, a couple of shots there. So how long does it take to clean out a homeowner's washing machine? Well, it's a dryer.
Well, the dryer is pretty quick. You know, it's typically a small run.
Okay.
So it takes maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes to do a duct cleaning. Usually takes about an hour.
And on a 2,500 square foot house, right, that's your typical 1,800 to 2,800 square foot, is, I'd say, the pretty much the majority of the homes in the Chicagoland area. How long would it take you to get set up from the time you guys arrive with the truck to the time you set up to the time you do your work to the time you get out?
Typically, we allow 2 hours.
2 hours.
You know, give or take.
Do you take before and after pictures of the
events? We absolutely do.
Really?
And we have a pretty cool system. So we're all tablet-based.
Yeah.
Customer will get a picture of their technician when they dispatch the house, so they know who's coming. They get a little bio about them.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool.
And the investment for our listeners to get their dryer vents clean and their ducts clean, what are you looking at?
For a 3,000-square-foot house, we're running a special now with $349 after discounts. If it's under 3,000 square feet, we're not counting vents or anything like
sure.
that. It's a pretty straight price. If they do the dryer vent cleaning at the same time, instead of $199, it'd be $149.
Wow.
And as a show special,
yep.
Anybody calls, mentions WGN or David Hochberg, we'll give them a free sanitization with an air duct cleaning.
Really?
Really.
What does the sanitation mean?
The sanitation is a fog that you spray in when you're finished. It kills mold, bacteria, things of that nature.
A lot of our listeners have allergies and kids that have some type of respiratory immune challenges. Is there any type of concerns for our listeners out there who have kids that have immune challenges or listeners themselves?
The only thing I could really tell you is we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. I've had people not know they had mold in their systems that we can spot. We can't remove it. We can kill it.
Sure.
And they've called back and say, God, I can breathe so much better.
Really? So somebody that's moved into a new home with two dogs, Jeremy, does sound familiar? In a small shack, like a 1,500-square-foot house like I have. And we moved in 3.5 years ago. We have not had – we had the vents cleaned after – they were done after we moved in because they did a final.
Yeah, after the construction.
After the construction. Yeah. And I'm sure you recommend that after the construction.
Always. Mm-hmm. At any major construction, we're cleaning ducts.
Absolutely. It was amazed in my house. I wasn't even in the business then when I had it done after we built our house, and I was shocked at listening to the rocks, the stones, the concrete, whatever they swept down there.
Well, that's absolutely a bad amazing. Contractor. But,
oh, yeah. Well, it's clean now.
Oh, fair.
Well, do you mean like maybe a contractor or painter that dumps paint down
I heard that one.
My tank?
Yeah, wow. In the back of your toilet, right?
Back of my daughter's toilet. We couldn't figure out why it wouldn't seal. Then Mike sends out his crew, and the guy sticks his finger down the tank, and he's like, what the hell is – I'm like, what's that? He's like, it's paint.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, what, paint's coming off? I'm like, how's paint coming off the cast iron? He's like, it's not. It's from the painter that did the room and didn't want to walk down a flight of steps to dispose of the paint. He dumped it down the tank.
Yeah.
So that's what you get for building a brand new 1,500-square-foot house.
Sure.
You'd expect better. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So I've got two dogs, and I'm kind of hairy.
yeah.
As you know, uh-huh. I exfoliate both in the shower and outside the shower, and that's and we're constantly vacuuming our dog. I've got a golden retriever and I got a German shepherd. So, I mean, forget about it. I've got hair balls every single place. And then you got me, which is just a natural challenge keeping up with me. My wife walks behind me with a vacuum cleaner. Roy, I'm sure you've got that challenge in your house too, because you're kind of a hairy guy as well, but we won't talk about your personal stuff on the air because I know you like to keep yourself private. Well, so every year with dogs? Every couple of years with dogs? What do you think?
I would say every couple of years. You know, if you really want to see if there's a lot of dirt, take off a cold air return, kind of look in there, put your phone in there, take a picture. You can see yourself.
What is a cold air return?
Those are the ones that are typically up by the ceiling, the little rectangular boxes up there.
Really?
Got two screws in it.
Oh, God, forget it. In the ceiling and two screws, I'm out.
Yeah.
Jeremy, what are you doing after
your
show?
That's your kryptonite.
Yeah, what are you doing after
ladder
show?
For that. Dude.
Yeah.
Sounds like I'm going to North Brook.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to... So up top in the ceiling, I guarantee...
It's not in the ceiling.
It's not in the ceiling.
It's on the wall.
It's just up high.
Oh, it's up high.
You might have one that's down
it might as well be in the ceiling.
Yeah,
correct. I'm not climbing.
Yeah. Anything over this high.
I know you're looking at me and you're thinking he's really good on ladders. Yeah. I am, but my wife doesn't allow me. I'm just
there
letting you
go.
Know. It doesn't happen. 312-981-7200. So one more time before we hit the break, what are the specials? And if our listeners have questions, you're going to be here for the remainder of the show.
I'll be here. Our special is if you have an air duct cleaning, we will give you a free sanitization if you mention WGN or David Hochberg, and we'll run that through the end of the month of June.
Okay, I was going to say end of the month of March, of
you mean
May.
Yeah.
Of May, you got a call today, so forget
there
about
it.
So all through June, you give them a call. You mentioned David Hochberg or Home Sweet Home Chicago. Text her in here. It's 847. Have you Sears garage door for years? There is no better garage door company. Do you give warranties on your garage doors as well?
We do. We have warranties depending on the level of insulation on the garage door. You can get on hardware anywhere from 2 years to lifetime.
I'll tell you, that insulated garage door makes a huge difference in a garage, especially in the wintertime.
Absolutely.
It is a huge difference.
Game changer.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, bottom of the hour news. 312-981-7200. That was Barry Brownstone from Sears Garage Solutions. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. Take some photo line. We're going to light them up, open it up to every expert. Start talking some text messages, including Packer Boy, who's got to chirp in that there's only 190 days until the he had to remind us until the Bears destroy the Packers.
When it's exciting.
They play. Yeah,
they got a new everything. I hear.
Yeah, we already beat them once this year. I mean, why not go for the daily double? 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 Digit.
Now here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, that's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Jim in Palos, you have a question for Barry from Sears Garage Solutions. Fire away, buddy.
Well, not the garage, the duct cleaning.
Yeah.
Do you know what a space pack unit is?
I don't, but Barry does. No.
What, I do.
Jeremy does. What is it?
Okay.
It's if you have a boiler. Sorry, go ahead, Jim.
21 ducts in my house, and it's all spun aluminum. It's like the best way to describe it is like swimming pool hoses. They're only 2 inches wide, and they're high velocity, and they're very flexible. I'm afraid if you put something through that line, you're going to cut into these flexible pipes.
You will absolutely puncture it. Yeah, so I guess...
Hold on. How many vents do you have in your house, Barry? Jim, sorry?
21.
21.
So,
okay.
Space pack... So, I assume you're on a boiler, right? Or baseboard heaters? Electric?
Yeah, I've got hot water baseboard heat, and all the air conditioning comes out of the ceiling.
So, that's what it is. It's like a furnace and an AC together.
No, it's just an air handler.
I know.
There's no heat coming out of it. It's just used for air conditioning strictly.
Jim, Dave doesn't know what an air handler is.
Yeah.
So, all right. I guess the question is, Barry, how do you do your duct cleaning? Do you throw whips in there, or what do you...
So we hook up a negative pressure machine, usually 5,000, CFM. It's easier to bring it to the house and do it that day. We do have gas-powered also. I think because we're putting in a 6-head hurricane whip into the returns,
yeah,
and shooting positive pressure through it, any type of vacuum system is going to suck out most of the air.
Okay.
Most of the dirt,
so
and debris.
Would you go through each individual vent, or would you go into the attic and go through the trunk line?
No, I don't think so.
Probably each individual vent.
Yes, each individual vent, one at a time.
And where would the dirt, or shall we say, or whatever.
The schmutz. Yeah.
That's a good word.
Yeah, that's
Dave.
the
Where
word.
Does that all go? How do you capture it?
We have a special handling machine when it just drops it from the negative pressure machine into a HEPA bag.
Okay.
So your whips go in the into the vents?
Yeah, each individual vent.
And the whips knock out or dislodge all of the schmutz, and then you've got a negative pressure hose that sucks everything out and cleans it and removes it.
Correct. And then we tell the customers you should change your filter about a week after we're there, because still around the screws and the rivets and things like that, there could be a little more debris.
I guess to address Jim's concern, and I also have the same concern, is I would not put any whip down any of these lines, because you'll just tear this thing apart.
Right. I wouldn't touch them.
Yep. Got it.
So what should Jim do?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Jim, he'd probably sell his house. Yeah, go ahead.
I own all my property in trusts, and I see these ads on television constantly, and I think it's the Life Lock or...
Yeah.
Title Lock, and I've never heard of anybody getting their house stolen, and I think it's a scam.
Okay.
And then the fine print is, if we can't restore it, we'll give you your money back. And is it a bunch of BS?
Well, here's how I phrase it, because Dave Schluter, his sphincter is tightening right now every time we talk about this. I put it to you like this. You could get insurance for anything in the world. You could get insurance for an airplane door blowing off a perfectly good airplane and landing in your backyard. That happens once a year, it seems like now. You could get insurance for something falling out of space and landing in your backyard or in your car and destroying your property. There's odds are there. There's actuaries that'll insure anything. I am in the same camp as you, Jim, from Palos Heights. I have not heard in the close to 25 years, August will be 25 years, one person that has lost their home due to title theft. But I do see the commercials, and I have been contacted by one of those companies to be their spokesperson on the show. And I'm like, oh, really? That's interesting. How do I get, how do you compensate somebody? Oh, you get paid based upon what we sell from your show. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, thank you for letting me know the scam behind what's happening. So all of these paid spokespeople, you know, I'm not good with English. I could barely get through.
Diplomatic.
Right. But I'm just saying that's how these spokespeople get paid. They get paid to hawk the product. I don't believe in the product. Again, you could get insurance for something falling off an airplane and you might get hit by it, but there's a good chance you won't, and there's a really good chance you're not going to get your title theft. But if you're all nervous about everything and you're mashugi about that, go get insurance. Go.
So you mentioned if your mortgage is paid off, you could get a home equity line of credit, and that does protect against this against title theft, right?
That protects against a scumbag ambulance chasing attorney suing you if somebody falls and slips.
But it doesn't really protect against title theft.
I don't know how. Okay. In order to steal somebody's title.
Yeah.
This is just ballpark, you know, Cliff Notes version, how to steal somebody's title. You got to get a quitclaim deed. You have to get a licensed notary, unless you've got a fraudulent notary that's going to notarize the transfer from Jim in Palos Heights to scumbag who's trying to steal his house, right? Both of them have got to sign it, so somebody's going to forge Jim's signature.
So all illegal. So
it's all legal all the way through, and then you've got to record it at the county level. So there's illegal stuff going on from, you know, knocking on the door to say, how you doing, until you give birth to the scheme of getting the title recorded. So you have title insurance against your house to protect you against that. I wish Schluter was on here to talk about this, because I'm not giving any advice to buy it or not to buy it. I'm just saying you could buy insurance for anything, and there's better ways, in my opinion, to invest your money on different types of insurance.
Enough said.
That's what I would say, Jim.
Dinner, right?
Well, yeah, you could buy me dinner, double extra large. I've been working out, got wide shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm down 30 pounds. I'm down to a man's A cup, Roy. I know you're looking at my chest saying, what's different? And there's something you talked about later, Roy. Why do men have nipples? I don't see any reason for that. I just, you know, you're a little older and have more experience. I want to talk to you about it off air. Jim, do you have any other questions?
I think that does it, Dave. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Do you have any idea why men have nipples, Jim? You want to chime in on that?
Well, I took a medication and I thought I had breast cancer, and I had to go have a mammogram, believe it or not, and it was a medication that did it to me.
Well, what's that got to do with men having nipples? Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Because he's talking about mammograms,
and
like
they
boobs.
Were sore. I thought I had breast cancer.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I got a guy that never mind. 312, that's another show. Hold on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Dean Richards is on line one. He wants to know how long it could take him to get down here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Barry, have you selected a song yet? These are your choices real quick. We'll get you the two songs. You've got that. Man. That's an oldie but a goodie.
It's raining man.
Okay, so that's It's Raining Men, and then you've got the other one is this to choose from, which is outstanding. What happened to it? Hang on. It's here. It's right here.
You'll never find.
So those are your two choices.
As long as you live.
Hold on. So those are your two choices. I'll get you the words. Yep. Yeah, you have an hour to prepare. You just let us know which one, and we'll drop the music.
I'll do the second one.
So you're in for Lou Rawls.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
My wife likes to buy kiddie pools, load them up with food to feed every single animal.
You know, you can tell the female and the male duck because the female takes charge.
Because the male follows the female around.
Yes,
yep.
Well, the female comes over and eats, and then the sluggish male brings up the rear and just lays down.
Are you describing David or a duck? I'm just trying to figure out.
David, you're such a schmuck.
What are we really talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. People in Oklahoma are going, what's a schmuck?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That schmuck was the one blasting off squirrel dung for 2 hours with my brand new power washer, 3400 PSI.
Brand new.
What does PSI stand for?
Pressure something.
Okay.
Pounds per square inch.
Pounds. Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
We should have asked the scientist.
By the way, thank you to everybody out there for all of your advice. A friend of mine, long-lost friend from the scrap industry, who is Bruce, who used to own a scrap company, is going to pick up my power washer, take it to his home, fix it, and bring it back.
Wow. Way to go, Bruce. And give you a bill for $400.
It's as much as he could eat at Grill House in Northbrook. 312-981-7200. Text from Arizona. Texting from AZ, love your show. My wife wants to do some home upgrades in our home, new floors, gut the master bath, etc. Question is, we are looking at 80 to 100 grand, 80 to 90. You know it's going to turn into 100 to 150.
Way more, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Home is worth $850,000. We are mortgage and debt free. Should I take out a HELOC, cash in a brokerage account, or borrow versus our equity? If it's only going to be 80 to 90, I'd take out a HELOC. Anything above 100, I would look to do a 30-year fixed loan.
It could be over 100.
It's going to be over 100. Yeah. He's out of his mind.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It depends on how big the primary bathroom is, but yeah.
Listen, she's going to get going, all right?
Yeah, somebody's going to pick something fancy.
She's got Elise Hochberg training. It's going to start.
Door could cost $6,000.
And then you need the matching this and the matching that, and this has got to go, and that's got to go, and over there's got to go.
Yeah.
It's 150
G's. Heated floors.
I don't know what they're feeding you down there in Arizona to make you think it's going to be 80.
Yeah,
it's going to be 80 before you get anything done.
But it just might not.
This guy better wake up. Yeah. I'm just trying to help. 312-981-7200. But I'll call him after the show, give him some advice.
Sure.
And some relationship counseling. I'm good at that too. 217. That's Central Illinois.
That.
I'm outstanding at that. Yeah. Finally listed the home I've lived in since 1968, and it sold full ask all cash an hour before the photographer came. I accepted, and now I'm wondering how in the world I can find a condo north of Chicago as far as Milwaukee and move out. Your friend Donna, I have July 15th, but the buyer is flexible too fast. I know this lady.
Mm-hmm.
Frank helped her with her porch down in like somewhere in the middle of Donna. I will. I've got realtors that will help you find a place. Don't worry about that.
And there's inventory.
There's
right?
a ton. Inventory.
Yeah, there's inventory.
Donna, we got you back here, sister. We'll take care of you. 312-981-7200. Maybe that guy's Phil didn't want to take the capital gain on the property. I don't know what that means.
Nope.
But okay.
Yep.
We own a small business, 630, since 2003. We have about $15,000 in personal credit card debt. I was going to take out a second mortgage to pay off the debt. Credit scores are good. We own our own house worth about $350,000, and we owe $140,000. How do you own
your house?
On the house. Okay. So you got a $140,000 mortgage and a home that's worth $350,000. Okay. So 80% of that's $280,000, so they can pull out a $140,000 HELOC. The company's lease is up, and we have the opportunity to buy a building for about 800 G's. Is it better to get all the personal debt taken care of first or buy the building? Listen, you should have a HELOC against your home so you have it there when you never thought you needed it, and like pay off the 15 G's worth of debt. Yes, you should pay off your debt to make your credit as strong as possible. So when you go to get a commercial loan, which we are doing commercial loans now, we could help you do that. So it's always best not to carry debt. It's always best to have a HELOC when you have that much equity in your home. And it's always best to clean up all of the debt that you can to make your credit as strong as you can before you buy anything, Jeremy.
What looks better, $15,000? Well, I know $15,000 in debt doesn't always look good. That or $15,000 in debt for a second on a HELOC? Like what?
$15,000 second on a HELOC because if you pull
it's always going to look better.
Okay, here. You have $15,000 with credit card debt.
Yep.
4% is probably costing them about $600 a month.
Yep.
Okay? Just ballpark it.
Okay.
Okay? You got a $140,000 line of credit that you're only going to use $15,000.
Yep.
So you're under, like, you're at 11% capacity. Okay?
Debt to credit ratio.
Debt availability.
Okay, got it.
So you're at 89% availability over there, and your $15,000 worth of debt's gone. You just popped some spinach and your Popeye, and you're ready to go kick some ass down at the dock.
All right. You look way better.
Yeah. You look a hell of a lot better.
Okay, fair.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a minute before the break, Nina. Quick question for Barry. Go.
Hi, how you doing?
We're great.
We live in Northwest Indiana, and we realize that a lot of these companies are servicing Chicago. Anywhere that can help us with duct cleaning.
Where do you live in Northwest Indiana?
We live in Chesterton.
Chesterton, right over the border. It's right over the border.
It's right over the border. Call our office, 847-730-3322. Ask for my son, Michael. We're a family-run and owned business, and he'll let you know where we go. If not, he'll try to find you somebody.
And tell him Hochberg sent you. You get the spray for free. That's cost at least $18,000.
The sanitizing spray is what was really caught my eye because we've had dogs in the past, and I'm sure there's plenty of hair there.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Say Home Sweet Home Chicago and get that thrown in, okay?
Thanks so very much.
No,
have
thank
a great
you.
Day, guys.
You too. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product and let Iridian get your contact information. We're going to take a quick break, top of the hour news. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Roy wants to talk about step two and step three, his product, and Corey wants to throw out a shout out to facility managers after the break.
We're going
to
say Pete, but yeah.
I say Corey all the time.
Okay.
And they don't look anything alike.
Just say Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. Okay, two more shots. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 for the 847. That was Barry Brownstone from Sears Garage Solutions, who does the vent cleaning. And if you need a new garage door, MegaPros doesn't do vent cleaning. You want to send them to Barry that does vent cleaning.
That's correct.
All right. 312-981-7200. You want to do a shout out, Pete, for facility managers at hospitals and nursing homes, because that's what you're where you're growing your business.
Yeah, but Blue Sky, we service many properties. We have service agreements with most of the buildings that I'm looking outside. It's a beautiful Blue Sky day. I figured I'd throw that in there.
Wow. that person is tanked.
But what I want to say is we appreciate you all. We appreciate your business and the opportunity to serve you. Our technicians, we just celebrated Technician Appreciation, and I encourage any business that has service guys on the front line, guys and men and women, you know, appreciate them. Give them a day to say, hey, here's a little barbecue for you. We're going to play some kickball. We just did that, and it was such a great time. But we train our technicians. We're often asked, when I'm working in hospitals, hey, what's the difference between you and these guys? And I'm like, well, we take education and training to the next level. So every technician that works in a hospital is certified to work in the environment of care. We call it a certified healthcare restoration technician. I even hold that certification. So we understand the basics of how do you navigate through a hospital? What do you do in an emergency room? What are the rules? PPE, things of that nature. And of course, eliminating, you know, cross-contamination and spreading infection disease.
Does your team have to know the codes? Like the hospital codes?
At a certain degree, yeah. When you're doing construction in a hospital, you have to follow an infection control risk assessment.
Wow.
So we have that, and there's joint commissions, and there's all these governing bodies that, you know. So here's what I say is, like, you can't just walk off the street and become a nurse or a doctor. No, you got to go through schooling and training, and same goes for any contractor working in a hospital. You can't do chucking a truck in one of these big, beautiful hospitals that are here in Chicagoland.
312 phone number for our listeners want to reach out.
800-266-5677.
312-981-7200. We got a text message here from 847. David, love you, love your show. Can my daughter, who lives in Milwaukee, use a secured credit card program at the credit union you always talk about? The answer is yes. They will go to other states if we make the introduction. They won't be able to help your daughter in Milwaukee because it's out of their service area, but we have an agreement with the Illinois Department of Professional Regulations that allows Kane County Teachers Credit Union, which is now a division of Consumers Credit Union to offer their products and services to our listeners if they come through us. It's something that you have to do for regulatory reasons. We make nothing off of these cards, off the HELOCs, but they could do business in other states if it's through our introduction. She has no credit in her name, just in her husband's name. There are credit issues, and I think it would be a good idea to establish her own credit. Thanks, Jack. So, Jack, I will give you a call after the show, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Lynn in Island Lake, how can we help you?
Hi there. Great to talk to you, David. I was hearing you say use your HELOC. I do have a HELOC, and I was wondering if you don't use it towards your home, but you use it to pay your bills, as you suggested, your higher bills, then can you write off the interest?
You could up to about 5 or 6 years ago when they changed the tax laws. The interest for a home equity, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a tax preparer, so check with your tax preparer. I think if you use it for building your there are certain things you could use it to write it off, but most of the things that you used to be able to use it for, like everything, is no longer tax deductible. But you are much better off paying, using your line of credit, which is typically at a lower interest rate than what credit cards are charging you, to extinguish that debt, as long as you're using the savings to extinguish the balance on your home equity line of credit. Does that make
I got to switch them over. I understand.
Right?
I understand.
Right?
Great. Well, thanks. I love your show. Try to listen every Saturday, almost to work. So.
Well, thanks.
You have a wonderful day.
Well, you could download the podcast at WGNDavid.com for all the time that you miss it. That's what Roy does while he's sipping his cone of coffee in Florida.
Well, say hi to Roy for me, too.
Roy?
Hello. guys, thanks for listening.
Have a great day.
All right, Lynn, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 847. I'm looking for a good financial planner. I just called you, 847, left you a message. Please give me a call, 630. Hey, David, nice job speaking at Northbrook Village Hall Village Board meeting on Tuesday night, where I laid them out and expressed my feelings using a Nazi hate sign on a sign in the public forum in Northbrook, which I think is ridiculous.
And it's not okay.
If you're not going to hide, if you're not going to fight for that as leaders of our village, and our attorney is not going to fight for that, then why do we need you as leaders of our village, and why do we need you as our attorney? That's how I feel.
Very nice.
Isn't it very nice?
Well said.
I don't think Nazi signs should be used on any sign anywhere in the United States.
Shouldn't even be a sign.
Just my personal opinion, right? 312-981-7200, and we'll leave it at that. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Roy Spencer talking about, you just talked about step one and step two. You want to talk about step two and step three.
There you go.
With your process. And also, there's a question, do you need to have good concrete in order to lift it, which is a texture question, which I thought was a great question. Which, can you answer that after the break as well?
I can. It is a great question.
All right. 312-981-7200. That number looked familiar. That's not your number. You didn't send it in. 312-981-7200, the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
I got a sensitive bum, okay? Just want to throw that out there. It's one of my highlighted features when I'm hired to talk.
What did you say?
You have a bum for radio.
I can't believe that you just said that.
I've never been hired to talk. That's the problem.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Hi, Lise. I'm on the radio right now, sweetheart. Okay, thanks, Elise. I got to get back to my radio show that we're on the air. All right, love you. Man, what the hell's going on?
You could hear her. That was good. That's her shout out.
She
there you go.
She couldn't send me a text. Hey, we're listening.
Your shout out.
She hears we're coming back out of the break. She hears the bumper.
What's the shout out for?
I don't know.
Oh,
for listening.
For listening.
So all our listeners should call in and
Yeah. Hey, anybody wants to? For all our listeners out there, here's a quick shout out. Thank you so much.
Especially my beautiful smoke show wife, who I love dearly, and my great kids, who are just outstanding.
Perfect in
Carly
every way.
Carly and Natalie, and my one Lindsay is in Greece right now.
That's cool.
I've never been to Greece, but my 20-year-old is in Greece.
Your money's.
Is she with Janelle Iachino? I'm supposed to say calamari.
It's delicious. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I don't know.
Hi,
she wanted me to say that. Big shout out to my wife. Okay, sends me a text message from downstairs at 12:58. Why isn't our credit card? She's like, are you up? I go, I am now. Something's wrong with our credit cards. I'm like, couldn't wait maybe 7 hours?
Maybe she's busy spending money.
Maybe use a different credit card. I'm just throwing it out there. Okay, Roy, let's talk about step two and step three.
Of our poly-level concrete raising, or concrete protection system, we'll call it. So the first step is, obviously, we talked about how do you know you need this if your concrete is cracked and it's sinking, it's no longer level, it's creating a trip hazard, maybe it's you drive over that bump every time you go into your garage, you're tired of that. So we have a great system of raising and leveling that concrete. But then what caused that concrete to drop in the first place? Again, yep. It's the soil underneath. Sometimes the soil is being eroded away by a downspout that's, you know, eroding soil. Sometimes it's the water that's going down through those cracks and through the expansion joints and undermining the soil and things like that. So, yes, we can stabilize the soil, but the second step then is to seal those cracks. So you have a crack. We don't want water getting in there and freezing and working against your driveway and things like that. So we have a great seal. And it's called Nexus Pro Sealant. And so we'll grind those cracks out after we've raised the concrete and put this Nexus Pro in the cracks and in the expansion joints to keep water from, you know, causing further problems. The third part of our concrete protection system is a Sealant Pro. And that's a transparent coating that we put on the concrete. We, after we're done raising the concrete and we put our joint sealant on, then we power wash the whole area that we're going to deal with. Now, typically, of course, the area we repaired, we'd do it, but that concrete dropped all of a sudden. You know, it happened, maybe been the hairline crack that got worse and the problem developed. But how do we know that's not going to happen on the other side of the driveway or someplace else?
Yeah.
So we have this concrete protection system that will actually keep that from happening. We give you the same guarantee. So you might have a part of your driveway, a couple of squares that have dropped, but we can, by treating it the same way, we inoculate it, if you will, by injecting this foam underneath the whole driveway. And there may not be large voids where it's cracked yet, but we're going to seal all the voids around the concrete so we can give you that same protection against further cracking and dropping of the concrete. We seal all the joints, and then we power wash all the concrete surface, and then we apply this Nexus Pro Sealant. I'm sorry, the Pro Sealant. Sealant Pro, sorry. And it's sprayed on, and it actually becomes part of the concrete surface. So it's not a topical coating that will wear off or break down to ultraviolet light. It actually becomes part of the concrete surface. And that's important because it actually makes it more dense and resistant to moisture penetration, chemical penetration, even road salt and stuff can't get into the, and of course, concrete is a porous material. So this makes it less porous and more resistant to those things. So it really extends the life of the concrete and the appearance of the concrete. Again, you won't know it's on when the guys put it on. There's a slight tint that they can see that, you know, they've covered the material.
Yeah.
But short of that, when it's done, you won't know it's there, but it will extend the life expectancy of the concrete.
Jeremy.
So even if you don't have any concrete that needs to be raised, it still sounds like I'd recommend that product.
Absolutely. You know, so we know, you know,
I'm protecting my concrete.
Exactly. And the concrete's probably never going to wear out in your lifetime, but wouldn't you like to preserve the integrity? Barry was just asking me about the pock marks and the things that happen to the surface of the concrete where it gets unsightly. So even though it's serviceable, you can still drive on it 20, 30 years later, it certainly, you know, becomes an eyesore, and then people end up having to replace it because they don't like the appearance of it. So yes, we can do this Pro Sealant, Sealant Pro, on all the concrete surfaces, and relatively inexpensively. Once we're out there and we're doing the concrete raising, got that equipment out there, the crew's out there to power wash and apply this Sealant Pro is relatively inexpensive for the value it brings.
We have Susan and Darian. Her stoop is falling apart. Susan?
Yes, you're talking about concrete not lasting a lifetime. Well, not mine, but actually, I don't know how old the concrete is. The house itself is anywhere between 85 and 90 years old, so the concrete section has definitely been here at least 60 years, and it's just, it's developed cracks in it, and it's just crumbling. It's a stoop that's, it's got three steps up. It's like 2.5 feet high by 7 by 3 wide, and that the stairs, especially on the sides, are just completely crumbling, where you're seeing the wrought iron railing studs, you know, that go into it. And it's difficult to find concrete people that will come out. You know, I tried a couple companies that I found, and they said the jobs are too small. They won't come out for this. So I was curious if, Roy, if your company does this, of how I would get this repaired, if it even needs a full replacement or if there's a way to repair it.
No, thank you, Susan. That's a great example. Somebody else texted in about, you know, does the concrete need to be a good material for us to raise it and seal it and protect it? Yes, it actually does. You know, if your concrete driveway looks like a jigsaw puzzle, there's no point in trying to us raise all the pieces together and level it and stuff. So we'll come out, first of all, give you a free estimate and advise you if this concrete's worth, you know, saving or not. But if what you describe is you know, 60-year-old concrete that's totally deteriorated. That's a great opportunity for Andreas or somebody who does concrete replacement.
Yeah.
So we can do, and we have done, of course, you know, small squares and stuff. We're not in the driveway replacement business or the stoop replacement business. But, you know, it definitely, you brought up a real good point. It's really difficult to find contractors, concrete contractors, who want to come out and do one square of concrete, right, or even a stoop, you know, and so that's another advantage of raising concrete instead of replacing it, because we can raise that square or squares, those areas that have sunken and deteriorated, and it looks cosmetically just like the rest of the concrete now. So it doesn't look like this brand new piece of concrete, and it becomes an eyesore compared to the old concrete. And it can be done in a few hours, you know, instead of a couple of days of the of somebody having to break out that square and haul it away and stuff. And like I say, and concrete guys, especially this time of year, are extremely busy, and they can do much bigger jobs, more profitable jobs than your small project. So that's just another great reason to raise the concrete.
So you'll send somebody out, check it out, and if it doesn't, it's not something you can handle, you'll just refer her over to Robert Andreas and
the way I think Susan described it, she could send us a picture if she'd like at permaseal.net. But it sounds like she just needs to find somebody who can replace it. Maybe Andreas can.
Yeah. Susan, take a picture and text it to us at the same number you called, and we'll get it Roy's eyes on it. And if he thinks it's best for Robert Andreas, we'll send it over to Byron and to Sarah. Okay?
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. And here we go. It's Saturday night, so let's be nice to Elise Hochberg. Hi, Elise Hochberg. How are you?
Saturday morning. Hi, David. How are you?
Oh, God. Here we go. It's game night. Yep. Okay.
Okay. Guess what?
Hey, how many pounds of squirrel crap did I power blast off our backyard?
David, you didn't do any of it because my mom cleaned it up. Anyway, and I started buying the no mess bird and squirrel food, so there was no mess to clean up.
Yeah.
Secondly,
can you get the one that makes them not poop all over our stairs?
David, I like how you like to, you're like a coward, a bit of a coward. When I send you a text, I told you we were listening, and you don't respond. So then I have
to call you. Hey, Elise, sweetheart.
And then you don't even tell me that you're recording me, and then you just go ahead and...
Sweetheart, love of my life. Have you ever hosted a radio show before? I'm just asking.
Have you ever hosted a radio show?
Honey, sweetheart, love of my life. Have you ever hosted a radio show with three professionals?
Hey,
sweetheart, let's put her on hold. Have you ever hosted?
Oh, man.
Have you ever hosted a radio show? I can't get a word in Ezra. I just want to get the question out there. Elise Hochberg, the love of my life. Have you ever hosted a radio show with four professionals in here? Text line going off, phone lines going off. Make sure you hit the break. Answer that question, please. Have you ever hosted a radio show?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And David, have you ever been married to David Hochberg?
No, but I wish I
you wish you could.
It's tough to maintain this level of excellence, and I can only imagine what it's like to be married to me. So, all right, we got to hit a break. We appreciate you calling in the show. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. I love you and all my kids and my two dogs.
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, David, we do a lot of digging in our business. I'd like to offer you a job because you know how to dig a hole deeper than
anyone
quicker.
I know. Can you fill that hole? 312-981, because I'm about 40 feet deep right now. 312-9, which is the same as putting pillars in a backyard post, right? On the
40 deck? Inches, not feet.
Okay, well, I like to go deep.
You got to hit bedrock for 40 feet.
I want my deck not moving. 312-98 40 feet, inches. What's the difference? 312-981-7200. We got to go. Goodbye.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Getting ready, Barry?
Getting ready.
You getting ready?
As long as.
All right, we got another about.
Getting warmed up.
14 minutes for your presentation debut. Out to Tennessee, Joe Microhousing. Question, go.
Yes, David, I got to tell your fans that you were right 5 years ago, first of all, about the person trying to protect your mortgage. I listened to what you said, and I just put our whole estate in a numbered trust. So I don't really trust somebody I don't know coming to my rescue for my mortgage.
Okay, well, that's great. Thanks for that, attaboy. What's going on with your micro-housing question?
Definitely. I wholeheartedly listen to you. But I want to know if this micro-housing that's kind of trending is going to help take pressure off the market as far as rentals or possibly the conversion of office buildings into this, because I see it, and I've looked at San Francisco, Seattle, Minneapolis, and it's 10 to 12% of their housing is this micro housing, and I'm wondering, is there a trend like that in Chicago? And I'm sure you're familiar with REITs.
Yeah.
Are big firms going to get into this? Is this something that might, in the long term, be an investable product?
Jeremy, what is micro housing?
So we just looked it up. It's anywhere between 140 square feet and 500 square feet.
Okay. So these are tiny apartments. They're small studio apartments. Do I think it would help out the housing crisis that we have? Sure.
Yeah.
One plus one means you have three extra housing
In the same square footage.
In the same square footage, and it gets people into a home or into an apartment. Yeah, I think it's great.
Pods.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a place for them to live as opposed to living.
Totally agree.
You know, so smaller. Some people like smaller is better. Some people that are listening can only afford to, you know, rent 150 to 500 square foot. A roof over their head is better than living on the street, is the way I look at it.
Absolutely.
Okay. The second part of that question, converting residential buildings, converting commercial into residential, you need a lot of funds for that because you have to, instead of having centralized bathrooms as these commercial units typically have, and it's typically by a fire escape or the elevator, right? It's on each side of the elevators because you've run a straight bank of toilets and plumbing all the way up. You now have to take that and put it into different areas all throughout the floors. And as you know, Jeremy, that's not cheap.
Not even close.
So you need a lot of capital for that. You need the manpower for that.
It is being done, though.
It is being done. It needs to be done more because we have a lot of empty commercial space throughout the United States because people are not.
So, Joe, I would say it will be a 10-15 year trend.
If not sooner.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Joe, we got another call, great. But hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 3-1, thanks for calling from Tennessee. We have Karen in River Grove about birds on a dryer vent.
Karen. Yes.
Hi.
Is there any type of cage or something that can be put on it? Because the no vacancy sign isn't working.
Any type of what?
There are cages. Covers. On the cover, under the cover, you can buy a vent that has a cage on it and put it on.
Do you install that?
We could. If.
And, I mean, how handy are you, Karen?
Well, I'm smarter than the average ape.
I like you. All right, so I think you could do it. Any home store, any home improvement store would sell those right in your HVAC section.
Does she need a drill?
I mean, you could probably do it with it. What type of siding do you have?
It's brick.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
But you already have a dryer vent that's there, right?
Yeah, and you know, the flap closes. They're just smart little suckers that got it open.
So it does depend. But we have seen it where the cage will actually line up with the same screw holes as your dryer vent screw holes. So you could unscrew, just with a screwdriver, Dave, unscrew your dryer vent and then put that cage in and then screw both of them together. It does depend, cool. though. So I would take a picture of it, maybe tape measure, try to build a little template or something, take it to the store and try your luck.
Okay.
But they do make it.
Any Home Depot.
Home Depot Ace would probably. Yep.
Right. One problem I've found with that is if you wash like a new blanket or you dry a new blanket, lint, it catches a lot of the lint, and all of a sudden your dryer goes on and it's not drying the clothes.
Yes.
So
we
you want to if they have that problem, you want to make sure. To look at that cage and make sure it's not clogged with a whole bunch of lint.
And last but not least, Karen, I know a great realtor in River Grove that could help you move, sell that house, and buy another house.
Just for this issue. Unbelievable.
I'm a problem solver.
I know you are.
I'm just trying to give
you're
Karen.
You're a man of the people.
I'm trying to give Karen all the options.
Yep.
Karen.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No
Karen, problem. if you don't have any luck, either Sears Garage Solutions or you could contact us, and I'm sure our handyman department could take care of you.
Cool.
And Karen, real quick.
Thank you guys so much.
Do not call me because I don't know anything of it, and it'll cost you more money to fix whatever I do.
Correct.
So hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200. The 262 number. Will you repeat that, read that for me right there at 1232?
262, you are really being a jerk. You obviously aren't professional radio hosts.
As if that's breaking news. So I've got a message.
Yeah, we know.
I've got a message for 262.
Sure. Lighten up, Francis.
That's our latest key drop.
Ooh, I like that.
Lighten up, Francis.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like it.
Lighten up, Francis.
Now
Thank
we
you,
know.
Ben. Thank you, Ben, for throwing that on there. I asked him to throw it up because somebody
up.
Made a crack when I was making a joke about Iridian's back being out, how I was almost in traction, and she, you know, had a little sore back and called off, but I came in and I can't believe you're breaking HIPAA laws and talking about your employee's back. I'm like,
lighten up, Francis.
We're here to have fun.
Now you got a hotkey for it.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 708. Heard Pete talk about facility managers. Is he only interested in hospitals or does he do other type of Class A, B buildings? Are you just looking for hospitals, or can you handle all different types of
buildings? No, Blue Sky, we Class A, commercial, multifamily buildings, healthcare buildings, senior living buildings. Any facility management can call us and schedule, you know, an intro call. See if we're a good fit to help you. 800-266-5677. Ask for Pete. We'll take care of you.
All right. And before we hit the break here, Benny, 815. David, I have a HELOC in my home in Illinois. Can I make improvements on my home in Arizona using that HELOC? The answer to that question is you could do whatever the heck you want with that money.
You could put it on black.
You could put it on red. You could put
it
on black.
Well, no, you always put it on black.
We don't want to make that recommendation. That's Jeremy. Mm-hmm. That would mean playing roulette. Well, recommended or advised by me.
Of course not.
But yeah, you could go buy cars, you could go buy boats, you could go fix up your home, you could go pay off your
bottom line, it's your money.
It's your money. It's tax-free money that you have access to do whatever you want to do in whatever state you want to do it in. It's that simple. And I'm glad our listeners are finally starting to get HELOCs.
It's awesome. I really like it.
It's refreshing. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Come back with Barry's singing.
You'll never find.
Just get ready, Barry. That's a little tease.
Yeah, what if I ad lib?
Well, just you can. Hey,
whatever you want to do.
Barry, it's your time to shine. Every rookie gets their, you know, got to break their chops with their singing expertise. So this is your area to just do whatever you want. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago and 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
A texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I made a mistake, and I've been corrected by the great Dave Plyer. If I said Barry White, I was wrong. It's Lou Rawls. And I'm glad we have Lou Rawls hotkey. It says Lou Rawls right on the hotkey. So I'm mastering this English language stuff.
Yes, you are. You're crushing it.
All right. So every rookie that we come in here on our show, the first show, you get a choice of either singing Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find, or It's Raining Men. And Barry, Brownstone from Sears Garage Solutions, who does garage doors and vent cleaning, selected Lou Rawls. So hang on, Bear.
It's a good choice.
It was a good choice. 3-2-1.
You'll never buy.
Starts singing.
Right, hang on.
I didn't know it was going to be playing in my ears.
Well, what do you think else it was going to be playing?
Well, I thought it was silent. I don't know. Right. What do I know? It's my first time here.
Right, here, okay, fair, break. Fair, listen, fair, here we go. Yeah. Ready? When I count down 3-2-1, that means we go 3-2 on one. We're going. All right? You want a bigger runway? You want to start at five?
As loud as you can.
For the love of gosh. All right, ready? 3-2-1, go.
You'll never find
louder. We can't hear
a garage door that looks as good as mine. Air ducts that might shine.
Someone who loves
dryer
you.
Vents that will shine.
Tender like
and
I.
You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who you cares never about find. The way you do, I do.
Nice. Okay. That's pretty good. A little ad lib there, nice. Right?
Well, just way to let go. You know, you had competition. That's the second time we've done it. We started this just last week.
Oh. Yep. And you're doing a phenomenal job.
And you fell for it, too. So since that's you don't okay. listen to the show.
Yeah. But now you will. Hear the next new person sing.
Yeah. So now you hopefully
yeah.
they don't listen we'll to the show, going. Too, and we can keep it going. We'll keep right. it, I think you did a phenomenal job.
I think so.
You ad-libbed like the whole thing.
Thank you.
Great job.
Both Barry White and Lou Rawls would be happy for you. Yes. Three, because I think...
If I had ChatGPT here, I was going to put these words in there and actually change it to
let's
Garage
not,
and
Let's not get too specific.
You do. It's right on your phone.
It sounded...
Listen, I'm the 70-year-old.
It sounded fantastic. Okay, it sounded fantastic. Thanks to Dave Plyer, number one, for listening. I'm surprised he's awake. He parties till like 4 o'clock in the morning, and he usually gets up about this time. So I'm shocked he's got Gianna.
That's good.
He's a party guy, Dave Plyer.
Okay, I didn't know that.
He
about
goes
Dave.
Out.
Okay,
watch
I
out.
Like that. Watch out.
Look watch.
Out. So he's a good time, is what you're saying.
2 o'clock, he's Dave's just getting time. In his groove. 4 o'clock, he's like
he's ready.
All right, he's usually having breakfast at 6, and then he usually takes a nap.
I like that.
312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. Everybody, say you got a minute and a half to talk about what you do and leave everybody with a nugget of knowledge. Mr. Spencer, fire away there, buddy.
Just encourage everybody to go outside, beautiful day today, and look at your concrete. Look at your sidewalk, look at your driveway, your pool deck, stoops. Any concrete that's sinking, cracked, you want to protect. We have a three-part concrete protection. We can raise concrete instead of having to replace it. We can seal the cracks and joints, and we can put this sealant pro on it, which will protect and preserve the appearance and the endurance of the concrete. And if you call this month, being the rest of May or June, if you call and mention WGN or Home Sweet Home Chicago, we'll give 10% off up to $500 off any concrete leveling project we do.
Phone number?
800-421-7325. Operators are standing by, or you can go to permaseal.net.
And Suzanne that called in from Darien, she sent the pictures of her stoop. She needs to be referred to Robert Andreas and Son because there's no way they've got flaking on the side. So that's a Robert Andreas, probably a replacement job, Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, without a
so
doubt.
That's
I mean,
not,
they do resurface. Resurface doesn't last.
And that's not going to hold up
nope.
in that area. Okay.
Nope.
From what I've learned from Sarah and Byron. So we're going to refer you out to Byron and Sarah and they'll get a hold of you. Barry Brownstone, thank you for coming down, for being a good sport. You did a great job ad-libbing the Lou Rawls words to the song. And you want to give us a nugget of knowledge on the way up?
Thank you. Sears Garage Doors, if you can't get it up or it won't go down, we can fix that for you. And our air duct cleaning, SearsClean.com or SearsGarageDoors.com. You can design your own garage door right online. Take a picture of your house, put it right on there, and see how it's going to look. Estimates are free for garage doors, not for repairs.
Phone number?
847-730-3322.
Pete Marrero, Blue Sky, what nugget of knowledge you want to leave us, buddy?
Blue Sky, restoring your property and your life for a brighter tomorrow. That's our new call line.
I like that.
That's nice.
That's
nice.
Yeah.
And we want to partner with all of your listeners here in the market. Save our information as the uh-oh button or the, you know, we need help button. 800-266-5677. GoBlueSky.com.
Not only in Illinois, but in other states as well. If you own buildings in other states and properties in other states, not only commercial, but residential, second homes, investment properties, and there's a challenge, water, fire, hail, wind, whatever, you guys could help our listeners in other states that they own properties.
Wow, that was amazing. Yes, absolutely. Yes, we are national, and we're here to serve you. We're doing a lot in the community. Like I said, if you check us out on the web or check out our social media, we just finished an amazing Feed My Starving Children event at our facility. We packed over 100,000 meals. It was fantastic.
Phone number one more time.
800-266-5677.
We have 45 seconds now because he just took up 7
That's
minutes.
That's fine. I was actually going to highlight that you mentioned everyone should get a HELOC.
Yep.
The same thing with Blue Sky is you don't know if you need it until you need it.
Yep.
So it's kind of your protection policy.
I appreciate that.
When the event
that.
Happens, yeah. Right?
We mentioned we'll come out no charge.
No charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All our customers that have an issue that contact us go directly to Blue Sky. That's how much we trust your business.
We appreciate
and any jobs for you.
Megapros.com.
Or
if you have
847-658-8989.
Go.
If you have a home, condo, any kind of anything, if you own it, we'll help.
All right.
847-658-8989.
I have 12 seconds. If you need any help with your mortgage, credit, housing, 855, what the heck's my number?
566 David.
Yeah, go eight. Just go to 566 David. I am having a senior moment.
That's okay.
I might be. I might need to call the paramedics. 855-563-2843 or go to 566 David.com. Just snapped into it. And my wife texted me. I sent her "I love you" and she did a heart. So I'm safe to go
free
home.
And clear.
So take that 262. Maybe that's how you work up in Wisconsin. It's not how we worked out here in Chicago. Yeah.
This is pregame.
This is pregame, baby. This is what gets her, that's
this
gets
is
her
what
going.
Gets her
yeah, this is what gets her gets everything rolling. That's right. This is pregame stretch. I don't know what probably to go to sleep early, but that's a whole other story for another day. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next weekend. Take care, everybody. Be safe. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Joel Spencer from PermaSeal, Barry Brownstone from Sears Garage Solutions, and Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.